fiscal implication from the changes in the market value definitions, I withdraw, excuse me, I draw with my motion. But how about this one?
Well, I think Representative Benson wants to do that next one.
Okay.
In hopes we get a win here.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The reason I want to move them is I want a credit for whatever success this joint committee has tonight. So thank you for the privilege,
I'll
and I really appreciate
it. Senator, who I hope will join you in voting for the bill when it
returns to the Well, then, if you do, I will share credit.
Okay.
Madam Chair, if I'd like to move Article 13, then, the Senate language, the Department of Revenue Income Franchise and State Provisions, since they are the same. Should we do them one at a time?
Discussion on that motion. Does everyone understand that one? Mm-hmm. Everyone okay with that one?
Yeah, we support that.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say nay. The amendment is adopted, or the motion is adopted, the Benson motion. Thank you. Representative Benson?
Article 14 plus Article 16. I believe those two, they were divided in comparison to our Article 16. So I would move that article as well.
And Madam Chair.
Senator Rust.
Just to be sure, the way in which we proceeded there in our Article 14, we had an Article 14 and an Article 16.
Right.
And you're taking the five sections there, and I wonder if we could just hear what those, what sections 10, 13, 18, and through 21 deal with.
So this is the Senate section, so I'm looking to Senate counsel there. Does someone?
I'm trying to find a page real quick.
The Pollock,
I mean,
do you
want to
tell us?
The,
and if you know this, the
page
of the spread, side by side.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Madam Chair, I'm sorry, I didn't hear Senator Rest's question.
Page 93, is it?
Madam Chair and Ms. Pollock, I was just inquiring about
it's not.
The motion
107, right.
With regard to Article 16 of the House bill. The comparison is Article 14, all of Article 14, I think I'm understanding, plus five sections or six sections of Article 16, and I was wondering if you could just once again tell us what Article 16, sections 10, 13, 18 through 21 deal with.
Ms. Pollock, did you get that? So 107 and 108, I think, on the side-by-side.
Madam Chair and Senator Rest, the Senate Article 14, House Article 16 is House Article 16 is Department Sales and Use and Special Taxes. The Senate Article 14 combined sales and use and special taxes. And so there's just a bit of overlap between Articles 16 in the House and 14 in the Senate. Specifically in Senate Article 16, these are miscellaneous provisions.
Madam Chair, and the rest
Senator
of our
Rest.
Article 16 is comparable to, those provisions are comparable to the ones that are in your Article 18. I just want to make sure we're not missing, because we didn't set them up exactly the same, that we're not missing anything. So that's why I'm inquiring.
Did you want to add, Ms. Pollock?
Madam Chair and Senator Rest, the only thing I would add is that we've confirmed with our House counterparts that substantively, these two articles are the same, except for the way that they were organized.
Thank you. Ms. Dalton?
Madam Chair, members of the committee, the main change in between is that at one time there were some special tax things that were in your division. There were some special tax provisions that were in the House Property Tax Division. When we got to full committee, we put all the special sales taxes and the special taxes and the sales and use taxes together. That didn't happen in your bill, and that's why there's some interleaving here. But this, basically, the House side has all the special use taxes in with the sales tax provisions.
And Madam Chair, The department's policy and technical bills and the, although we're not going to act on it, the market value exclusion definitions thing, all of the, there's not a single one of those provisions that is not included in Articles 15 through 18 or in another section of the bill. Is that correct? All of them are somewhere.
Ms. Dalton? Madam Chair, Senator Rest, we do not have the data privacy provisions that were in the department policy bill in the House department and policy bill. They are sitting still in our civil law division.
And I had inquired of that earlier because we had been given to understand that those data privacy provisions, we had thought they were going to be in a the omnibus data privacy bill. So I'm just really trying to make sure that everything is paying attention to detail.
Commissioner Ms. Von Mosch or anybody on your team?
Well, just Madam Chair, no, we appreciate you getting to this. By the way, we think all taxes are special, as you referred to. Assistant Commissioner Von Mosch has a couple comments.
Ms. Von Mosch. And you also are a traitor. Now, you, just like Representative Coonan or former Senator Coonan and Senator Russ, you used to work for the Senate, didn't you, Ms. Von Mosch?
Madam Chair, yes, that is correct. Okay. I used to be sitting.
What's going on?
I'm surprised you didn't include me in that.
Well, Representative Skloy, yes, I forgot.
How could you forget that?
Sorry.
Well, Madam Chair, if you look at the department staff, you'll see that we've been raiding quite extensively in both the House and the Senate. We're equal raider opportunities, actually.
Ms. Von Mosch.
Madam Chair, members, the policy bill, as introduced by the Senate, the agency policy bill, did have some provisions that dealt with data privacy as it relates to using income tax information for provisions that are necessary to qualify for a property tax classification. We are in support of those provisions, and we would like them to move forward in one bill or the other. We've also had a position normally with our policy and technical bills that we try to make them as non-controversial as possible so that if there is any issues with them during the hearing process, we have removed provisions that where members express concern. So we would be we are interested in the data privacy provisions. We'll work with you to get them in whatever form that would be acceptable to all members.
Okay. So, Madam Chair. Thank you. Senator Rest.
So the House removed the data privacy. I'm looking now on page 109. They removed the data privacy provisions, and it looks like in the Senate bill for Article 15 that those provisions were 1, 10, 11, and 20, and yet I only see Section 10 from our Article 15 picked up.
Ms. Pollack? Oh,
where do we go? Where am I going wrong here?
Ms. Pollack or Ms. Dalton?
Madam Chair?
Yes, Mr. Hines.
Madam Chair, the document you've got, the comparison, the two-pager, mm-hmm. We do have the sections wrong in Senate Article 15 because of a floor amendment. I can read you the correct ones if you want.
I don't want, yes.
So see, that's why I like to do this.
So we're going to have Mr. Hines read crystal clear those sections that are in the Benson motion. Mr. Hines.
So this is Senate Article 15. It should be sections 2 to 9, 12 to 13, 16 to 19, and 21 to 25.
Okay. What happened to section?
Senator Rest?
Madam Chair, what happened to section 1?
Mr. Hines, what happened to section 1?
Section 1 is part of the data privacy.
Mm-hmm. So why isn't it included?
Because it's not part of the motion.
The motion didn't include any of the data privacy.
So you don't want to do the data privacy. Is that it?
Well, I think it's in civil law.
It's in civil law yet.
On our.
Something we'll have to start out later.
And that's Ms. Von Mosch. If you want to comment further about the civil law data privacy pieces over in the House, I think we thought they needed to go there. Civil law requested them, and were you at? Have they heard them?
Madam Chair, yes, I attended that hearing.
Okay,
and I know that they there were some discussions about those provisions in committee, and we are still waiting for those provisions to move out of the civil law committee.
Okay, I get it now. So, Madam Chair, I think the Senate would support the Benson motion, but with the hopes that at some point we might come back and consider what the appropriate action would be on the data privacy provisions if we wanted to take them up in this bill. But otherwise, we would support that motion with the corrected section numbers.
Further discussion. Mm-hmm. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say nay. The amendment is the Benson motion is adopted. Representative Benson.
Madam Chair, being a consistently loyal member of the House of Representatives, I would move Article 17, Sections 1 through 19, the Department of Revenue, Property, and Minerals provisions. They are the same in both, I believe.
Okay. And we think those are the same. Did anybody on staff think they're not?
Didn't we do Article 16?
So we put off 14.
Nobody adopted.
All right.
15, yeah. And then we were on 16. Mm-hmm.
Wait. No.
This is so this one goes first.
That one. This one?
Dalton.
That's the one I just read.
The motion was Article 17. That's the one we were correcting with regard to our Article 15, Madam Chair. So we haven't really discussed the differences in Article 16.
All right. Yeah, so we need to do 16 then?
We need to go back.
All right.
Representative Benson's going to correct that motion.
All right. I'll withdraw that motion if necessary, but... All right, we'll move Article 14 then, plus the Article 16 and the sections referenced.
Discussion.
So,
Senator Rest.
So, the provisions that are in Article 14 in the Senate, and then again, the ones that are in Article 16. That correspond to your Article 18. That takes care of everything that is in the Senate's Article 16. Is that correct?
Ms. Pollack, are you having a hard time hearing Senator Rest?
Sorry.
Yes. Repeat that again.
So the comparable provisions in Article 14 plus our Article 16, the Senate Article 16.
Right.
Correspond to the House Article 16, and then all the rest of the Senate Article 16 is taken care of with regard to the House Article 18.
Ms. Pollack?
Madam Chair and Senator Rest, yes, except for House Article 18, Section 8, and Senate Article 16, Section 7, which is on page 112 of the side-by-side.
And Madam Chair, could you explain what those are?
These sections were left off of the same and similar document.
So Ms. Pollack, they're not included because they're not the same?
Correct, Madam
and
Chair.
And this was to just find the things that are the same. Okay, Ms. Dalton? You want to? Or Ms. Manzi? Nope, okay. Senator Rest.
So, Madam Chair, can we just know what those things are?
What?
Oh, the ag stuff. Is that correct?
Ms. Pollack, what are the
51%
ones
thing?
Senator Rest is trying to...
Mm-hmm. Butanol or whatever it is.
We don't have that. Yep. Yes.
Madam Chair and Senator Rest, yes, that's correct. It's the definition of E85. The House has a requirement at 51% and Senate's is greater than 50%. Our understanding is that The Department of Agriculture is also working on a definition that is simultaneously moving through. So we did not put this on the same and similar to see if there would be a resolution elsewhere.
And Madam Chair, the Senate is happy to have the Department of Agriculture fight that out elsewhere than in the tax bill. So I recall that now. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Discussion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed say nay. The motion's adopted. Representative Benson.
Madam Chair, just some advice. Are there sections left then with Article 16 of the Senate?
Ms. Manzi, did you hear Representative Benson? Maybe you can, just getting some information here before the motion. Representative Benson, you want to repeat that?
What are the, if there are some sections left in Article 16 of the Senate?
No. That's what we just asked.
There are none?
We just asked.
Ms. Manzi?
Yes.
So, Madam Chair,
so, Madam Chair, then.
Ms. Monzi, the same language is just placed different in a different place in the bill, or it's not in the House bill at all.
Ms. Manzi.
Madam Chair, Senator Rask, the provisions are all in both bills, and the provisions that are left on this sheet are all both in the Department miscellaneous articles of both bills.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much. That's very helpful.
So would staff give me the language then for the motion?
Ms. Manzi, do you want to?
Madam Chair, Representative Benson, it would be Senate Article 16, Sections 1 to 6, 8, 9, 11, 12, 14 to 17, and 22 to 24, which would correspond to House Article 18, Sections 1 to 6, and 9 to 19.
Representative Benson, is
thank
that
you,
your
Madam.
Motion?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. I will make that motion.
Discussion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed say nay. The Benson motion's adopted. I think Senator Skoy, and I don't know, conferees, if folks have anything they want to add, we're going to end tonight and give the Senate more time to study these provisions that are in their own bill. So, any other comments for folks otherwise? Commissioner, any thoughts? I think we're going to go home, and I guess we'll stay tuned and see, we'll Mr. Chair, what time you want to meet tomorrow, or if you want to meet tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll try to pick this up tomorrow.
Okay.
When?
Adjourn. I think we're going to adjourn. We're just going to adjourn.
Did
we
want to look at the spreadsheet at all?
These guys are planning on going. You can do that tomorrow.
Okay.
We'll bring it up tomorrow.
Okay. Any other discussion? If not, we are adjourned. Thank you.
Can we leave this stuff here?
No time certain for
whatever they tell us.
I'm going to take this with me.
We'll let you know. It's going to be easy. We've all got afternoons.
Yeah. But they should be different than someone picked up the other
one.
Is that right?
Think of you.
So that Senate picked up that one. No, who picked up whose?
It's conference committee training on this side of the table.
Sure, yeah.
Well trained.
I'd rather have a Senate debate. Can we
Sure.
So does that mean the Senate members that they are currently carrying the spreadsheet?
I like this, and I can open it. Oh, that's good.
No.
Yeah, so I think I guess I do have an electronic version.
But what, but what about here? Because if they're both carrying one...
I didn't realize they were giving us one, so...
Good. Anymore. Oh, so maybe she can do that. Hi. Oh, hi, Kurt. So how are you?
Good. Good. This is my fellow friend.
You know, I just may change my name. Didn't say what they're doing tomorrow. Next week. I'm going to talk to Kim and deal with her.
And the best news is